Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh. I like that one. Playing this morning is Sarah from Elk Grove. Good morning, Sarah. Sarah? Hello? Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
God.
Okay, good. All right.
She went through a tunnel.
It was a tunnel. Yeah, that's right. Intern Kevin told us that you're a big fan of the wake-up call, True or False.
It's absolutely true, so I want to know what you're doing about your weight loss so you can get rid of that beard. I'm waiting.
Because we were talking about that, actually, because that aired on Monday, which was actually the 2020 New Year's resolutions we had.
Right.
And thank God you don't have that disgust. I mean, you still have a beard now. This beard I can handle.
Right.
It doesn't seem like...
As homelessy,
or like maybe there's bugs.
It was too shaped. It seemed more like topiary bushes at Disneyland. It seemed like it
but
was.
But it did seem like there was stuff in it.
100%.
Okay.
Sea captain.
Yeah.
This is Rain, not the direction I.
Rain.
Yes.
Rain, you look very sexy with your beard.
Thank you very much.
Another person talking about how freaking sexy Rain is.
Wow.
Jeez, can I leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Another guy on the show, you know.
There's three. We're four guys.
Gavin, we're next. Kevin needs to drop your pants down and spank you.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, this is great. All right, listen, let's get to it. Sarah, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you're going to win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Absolutely,
here we go.
Katie.
Here we go. Question
Katie
one.
Katie has to waddle on out.
She's already gone. Yep, she's already out of here. All right, here we go. Question one. Yesterday was the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden in Washington, D.C. During the inauguration, country singer Garth Brooks sang Amazing Grace. Back in 1999, Garth Brooks tried his hand at pop music with his fictitious alter ego. What was his name?
3 seconds. Three, two, one.
Nope. All right. Question two. No. Actor Rob Lowe thinks America needs a Brat Pack reunion. He and other young actors from the 80s were often referred to that because they appeared in the same movies together, and they were self-named the Brat Pack. He suggests something fun like a Brat Pack season of Big Brother. Who of the following isn't considered a member of the Brat Pack? Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen.
Molly Ringwald.
Question three, a 17-year-old snowmobiler got separated from his family on Mica Mountain in British Columbia and went missing. To survive, he built a spectacular snow cave to sleep in for the night. He found his dad and brother the next day. What is the capital of British Columbia? Is it Vancouver, Victoria, or Vernon?
Victoria.
Question four, a prequel to the classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is now set for a 2023 release. The movie will be an origin story focusing on how Willy Wonka got his chocolate factory. In the 1971 movie with Gene Wilder, which child turned into a giant blueberry?
That would be Veronica Galoop.
Or wait, no, Veronica.
3 seconds.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Three.
You just need the first name. We'll go with Veronica.
Okay.
And question five, Delta announced they will permanently ban flyers who disrespect fellow customers or airline crew. I like that. I'm a loyal Delta flyer, too. They recently added over 800 to their no-fly list. If you get kicked off a plane, you're likely going to have to drive from Sacramento to Boise. If you're driving 60 miles per hour, how many hours will it take you to drive the 540 miles to Boise?
Nine hours.
Katie!
And I screwed up on the last one. Katie's coming in.
Yep, she's coming in.
She's coming in.
Yep.
Who are you in the car with?
Yeah. Tell us your company.
Teresa.
What's up, Teresa? Wife.
And who's Teresa?
Hey, we love you. Teresa is Sarah's wife for 5 years.
Teresa is what?
Sarah's wife.
Yes.
I don't know.
Sarah's who we're talking to.
Oh.
Where have you been?
Why are you referring to yourself in the third person? I'll pull your pants down and spank you. And the point of pulling, hold on, Sarah and Sarah's wife. The point of pulling down the pants is not to spank. It's just to publicly humiliate.
Right. There's no spanking going on.
That would be inappropriate,
and our company frowns upon that.
Right, they already frown upon this show in general.
Right.
They have forgotten we work here.
Yeah, right.
All right, listen, behind the scenes, we're doing it right now on our Instagram Live. If you want to give us a follow at End1065, Katie, going for your 478th win today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one, yesterday was the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden in Washington, D.C. During the inauguration, country singer Garth Brooks sang Amazing Grace. Back in 1999, Garth Brooks tried his hand at pop music with his fictitious alter ego. What was his name?
One of the strangest things that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Gaines.
Yes.
Didn't even think of like a fun alter ego name.
It was super weird. He like straightened his hair and grew a soul patch.
Yeah.
Question two, actor Rob Lowe thinks America needs a Brat Pack reunion. He and other young actors from the 80s that often appeared in the same movies together were self-named the Brat Pack. He suggested something fun, like a Brat Pack season of Big Brother. Which of the following isn't considered a member of the Brat Pack? Who? Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, or Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
The only reason why I would be on board for that is just to watch James Spader interact with all of them again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't think of who he is.
Robert California from The Office.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Question three. A 17-year-old snowmobiler got separated from his family on Mica Mountain in British Columbia and went missing. To survive, he built a spectacular snow cave to sleep in for the night.
Keeps you warm, believe it or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He found his dad and brother the next day. What is the capital of British Columbia? Is it Vancouver, Victoria, or Vernon?
Ooh. What was the first one?
Vancouver.
I'm going to say it's Victoria.
Yes.
Wow.
Michael Eddington in elementary school used to go to Victoria every year because he had family there.
Oh, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked very capital.
No.
Oh. What a good guess.
How dare you? Wow. It wasn't a guess. It was a no.
Question four. A prequel to the classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is now set for a 2023 release. The movie will be an origin story focusing on how Willy Wonka got his chocolate factory. In the 1971 movie with Gene Wilder, which child turned into a giant blueberry?
Thank you, Sarah's wife, Farouk Assault. No!
Incorrect.
Farouk Assault was in the Golden Egg Room and went down into the...
That's right.
Boiler? No, not the boiler. Yeah.
Farouk Assault and...
Daddy, I want a Golden Goose.
I know, I can't even think of the other one's name.
Violet? You're turning Violet.
Violet.
Okay.
Violet. Oh, man.
And didn't all their names kind of have to do with what their demise was? Because Farouk Assault, she was super salty, right?
I
and
think
then,
so.
Augustus Gloop.
Right, because
he Mike
was...
TV.
Mike TV.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And question five.
Sorry about that, Katie.
Oh, it's fine.
And Charlie Bucket died when a bucket fell on his head.
That's right. True story.
That's not a true story. Can we just be done with this, please?
Question five. Delta announced that they will permanently ban flyers who disrespect fellow customers or airline crew.
Well, that's good.
They recently added over 800 people to their no-fly list. If you get kicked off a plane, you'll likely have to drive from Sacramento to Boise.
Come on.
If you're driving 60 miles per hour, how many hours will it take you to drive the 540 miles to Boise?
540? Okay. Okay. Oh, I got it. 9.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What happened to you?
Wow.
What have you done with Katie?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
To walk us through it.
Okay. Okay.
Show
so
your work.
I was like, I can't remember how to do division.
Of course.
Okay. So can I have my own radio show back, please? I thought, okay, what if I did times tables?
Okay.
And then I did like, what would 60 times 10 be? And then I'm like, oh, Katie, that's 600. That's too much. So I thought, I'll just eke her down a little bit. I'll do 9.
Wow.
And there she was.
There she was.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I did not.
That's okay.
No,
okay.
Listen, trying to describe how I've gotten somewhere is...
Doesn't matter.
All right, today's final score, Sarah 2, Katie 4.
Wow.
Katie with the win.
So close.
All right, listen, you guys are fantastic. Katie's record, 478 wins, 89 losses. But thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Oh, I am not smarter than Katie. We appreciate you guys.
Oh, we love you guys too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.